Okay, back to Chanukah Licht. Okay, now on Friday, you have to bench Licht before Shabbos candles. Once you light Shabbos candles, it's Shabbos already. So you light Chanukah candles first, then you light Shabbos candles. But you have to make sure that the candles, because halachically, no matter when you light, the candles have to burn at least until a half an hour after nightfall. So here in LA, this year, practically speaking, the candles have to burn until 5:45. Now, Licht benching is going to be, I think, 4:25 here in LA. So that means if you're lighting at 4 or before 4:25, 4:24, whatever, they still have to burn until 5:45. So they have to burn for at least an hour and a quarter, an hour and 20 minutes. Okay? Now, the regular candles that you get in the boxes, they don't work. They barely burn a half an hour. So if somebody uses oil, you have to make sure that you put in enough oil that for it to burn until 5:45. But if you use candles, just a practical solution, you could take tea lights, just line them up. You know, it's going to be the sixth night, right? You line up six tea lights with a shamus. Shamus doesn't matter how long it's going to burn. And you light them if you're using candles, because those burn for 4 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. So then you don't have a problem with the proper, you know, doing the Chanukah thing properly. Now, so then you light before Shabbos candles. Now, many people have a minig of davening mincha first, then lighting Shabbos then lighting Chanukah candles, and then they come to shul for ma'ariv. So most shuls have anyway a minyan for mincha ma'ariv, because that's it. But we're having a mincha here this year, 2:30. Friday afternoon, we're having a mincha for 2:30. And then people go home, bench Chanukah, and come back to shul later. Now, Matzoi Shabbos. Now, okay, you have to keep a few things in mind. When it comes to Shabbos, the menorah, the Chanukah menorah, is muktza for the entire Shabbos. So you're not allowed to move it at all. Where you're putting it, you have to leave it. Okay? So just make sure it's in a safe place, that people are not going to just bang into it or whatever. So Shabbos, you can't do it. You can't prepare the menorah on Shabbos for after Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, so then you daven ma'ariv in shul. In shul, they light the menorah. Then they make havdalah in shul, I'm saying. But in the homes, our custom is, you come home, you make havdalah first, you light the Chanukah candles, and then you say v'yitin l'cha. It doesn't say v'yitin l'cha, it's Saturday night. So you have havdalah first at home, then lighting candles, then v'yitin l'cha. That's the way it works. Yeah. No, I'm just saying you do it after Havdalah before you say V'yitin L'chol.
You have to answer love,
you don't have to do it before. Then sure you do it.
Say, when you do it at home again.
No, you do it at home, you light the candle, say Aner Yisrael. And then you do V'yitin L'chol.
When you use the oil, I'm not talking about Shabbos, when it goes off, you're allowed to turn it on, right?
You're supposed to be lighted, except Shabbos. Unless if it's more than half an hour, then you don't have to.
But anyway, you could light it up.
You could light it up, yeah. No problem with it.
Brother,
yeah.
Excuse me, maybe you talked about this before. I'm flying tomorrow at 3 p.m. and I will arrive on Friday in France for tomorrow. I will miss what I need to do. Friday morning,
No. This is a that question I had this every year, Chanukah. This is one of the main questions. So, is your family staying home?
Everybody's
going. And you got a problem. Because normally, you can't light on the plane. You have to light at night. You can't light during the day. So you have to light at night. The problem is you can't light on the plane. Unless you want to make an emergency landing somewhere middle of the Atlantic, and then they'll lock you up, and you can do it in jail.
You
can point the shliach, but if the family stays home, say wife or kids, let's say they stay home, okay, then they can light the menorah for you anyway.
Okay.
You should have the per people you're going to in France, you should have you in mind. And ask somebody here to have you in mind when they lit, like it's for you also. The problem is it's a non-good situation because you can't light anywhere.
What's the reason?
No, you cannot make a bracha on electric. What?
What's the reason you don't try to light the candles half hour?
Because you're supposed to go to shul.
It says
Friday the afternoon. The Rabbi also. The Rabbi, by the way, in the last years, would daven mincha with the minyan Friday afternoon. A lot of things changed by the Rebbe. The Rebbe used to years ago go home around sundown, light the candles, and come back. In the last year, the Rebbe would daven ma'ariv and then go home, or in 770. The same thing with Shabbos. The Rebbe would end up davening mincha a lot of times after Hanukkah candles. Whatever, but you don't. Rabbi Emet says you don't sit there. You don't sit there half an hour. You sit there a little bit, but there's no set time.
So Friday night, just a quick question. Obviously, at Shabbos you can't rekindle. So if they extinguish, you still.
As long as we learned this the other day, as long as when you lit it, there was enough oil to light the proper time.
So an hour and a half worth of oil.
And there was no super windy place that you put it. No.
Did or something.
No, then you're yaitzah the mitzvah. Yeah, well.
No, usually they're flat when you light it.
Let me tell you something. When we grew up, you couldn't buy wicks and all these disposable menorahs. We didn't have all that stuff. We used to make our own, as kids, I remember, we used to make our own wicks. And we didn't even have the glasses that you put into the menorah. Now, they used to put in straight into the menorah. You used to hope it burnt the proper amount of time. It was like a miracle if it burnt. No.
So the wicks, I heard people do that. Cut up
undershirt. You're supposed to use cotton.
Undershirt.
Yeah, but years ago we used to take cotton, you know, like cotton balls, but a piece of cotton, and make wicks out of it. And it was a trick to make it thin, and you know, then they started with the made wicks, and then they have the floating wicks, and they have the this and the that.
Making us feel lazy.
People are getting very lazy. Okay, now there's also a minig. Besides eating latkes and savgoniot, jelly donuts or donuts, because they're made in oil, there's also a custom in Halacha to eat dairy during Hanukkah. Why? Like we mentioned, one of the miracles of Hanukkah was Yehudis, who was the daughter of Matisyo, Kohen Gadol. She was very beautiful. The Greek general wanted to be with her. She invited him into his house. She gave him cheese, which made him thirsty. So she gave him wine, which made him fall asleep. She chopped off his head and brought it to the Greeks, and they all ran away. That was, the story. So therefore, it's brought down in Shchunach, the Yeshneg, and the minig is to eat cheese during, or dairy products during, because it happened, miracles happened then.
Huh?
Yain, you have, anyway, there's no chiv to drink wine. It's not, in fact, it's interesting. Purim, it's a Sudas Mitzvah. Actually, eating on Purim is a Sudas Mitzvah. It says in Halacha, Chanukah is not a Sudas Mitzvah, because we learned it was primarily on the Neshama, not on the body. But it says in Halacha that if you speak a Dvar Torah at the meal, then it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. Then it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. Similar to another, similar din, Slater, similar din, that if a kid has a Bar Mitzvah party on the day of his Bar Mitzvah, the meal is a Sudas Mitzvah. If it's not on the day of the Bar Mitzvah, so then the local and a lot of opinions, it's not a Sudas Mitzvah anymore. But if you speak a Dvar Torah at the Bar Mitzvah, then it becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. Same thing with Hanukkah. Okay.